Klai Yisrael reaches the moment of Gula. Oz Yashem Moshev and Yisrael Shira Hazayis. Klai Yisrael Moshev made to go forth to say it's Shira Hazayis, this song of recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Shira is expressed as Shira Hazayis. Blush in the cave, Shira Hazayis. We know often Shir can be expressed in both forms. It can be expressed as Shir, Blush in Zachar. Can be expressed as Shira, Blush in the cave. What is the... When do we draw the line? When do we say... When is the Shira appropriately described as such? When is it appropriate to use the word Shira? So Taisa Pesachim quotes the Mechilta, and he says that the Mechilta says as follows: "Kol Shiras Lashon Nekeva. All the Shiras we have are Lashon Nekeva. Chutz Mishir LaAsid. Only when Mashiach comes will there be a Shir B'Lashon Zachar of Shir. And until that point, we're always going to be subject to Shiras B'Lashon Nekeva. We find this in Hagadah Shel Pesach, and when we say Hallel the night of Pesach, because we're never going to find a Shir Chadasha. Right now, we will say a Shira Chadasha. Ultimately, at the end of Magid, we say V'Noidlachal Shir Chadasha Agulut Seinu Abdus Nafshenu. When Mashiach comes, we're going to say a Shir Chadash." So what's the difference? The Taz goes on to offer one shot why there's such a divide between now the Tzaris of Golos that we experience the Yeshua and how we express that with a Shira as opposed to Lashon Zachar. But perhaps another line of thought. First of all, it's good to point out what exactly is a Shira. We know a Shira is a song. We think of it as a song of appreciation or thank you. But the truth is, it's not really, if you look throughout Chazal, it's not really an expression of a thank you of a Kodesh HaTayif. Really, one notable example, the Gemara in Chulin says that there's a basic difference between Malachim and Klal Yisrael. Malachim can only say Shem Hashem within their Shira after three steps of Akdama. Malachim say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos. They have to say three steps of Kadosh before they can come to the Darga where they can say the Shem Hashem within their Shira. And Klal Yisrael only has to take two steps before they say Hashem's name, before they express Hashem's name in the Shira. What is the Shira Klal Yisrael says? It says the Gemara, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad. That is a Shira. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad, that is an expression of Shira Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're talking about thanking Hashem, so how is Shema Yisrael thanking Hashem? It's a statement of Aramunah, it's a statement of recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yad in our lives, but how is there a statement of appreciation? The truth is, if you look at our Chazal, it becomes evident that Shira really is, every time a person has a problem, so you never really stop and think about life too much until you're missing something. Once you're missing something, you realize what you're missing, and you appreciate Hashem's intervention to help you out, especially by an ace, but even any time in life, we stop to realize it's specifically Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, when you have that Yeshua and you recognize what I did for you, speak it out, thank me and appreciate, talk about what I did for you. So Shira always is not just a question of thank you, but an expression of how you appreciate that you witnessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention in your life. It's always an expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, how he did it, describing what he did. As Yashir describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention, how they witnessed how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yared to get involved in our lives and to stand here for us. It's always a recognition of what Hashem did for us. So moving forward, the Rif, in the first Tshuva, in Tshuva Sarif, was asked, how come throughout Chazal we find that various forms of drushes in the Gemara, we have a Kavachimer, which is expressed as often a Kavachimer ben Benoish al Kavachimer. This is the grandson of a Kavachimer. You have some things that are expressed in the cave. There's a Baskel. A Baskel is a Bas. Why a Baskel? This is a ben Benoish Kavachimer. A Binyan Av. Binyan Av, not Binyan Aim. Not a Binyan Ben or something. It's a Binyan Av. Why Binyan Av? You have other examples. You can go forth with this. So Riff says that we generally have no Messiah, but one thing he has a general cloud. Why an Av? Why an Aim? Yesh Aim la Mikra. Yesh Aim la Messiah. Why do we pick each one by each particular step? So Riff says we have a general divide. We can't explain each and every one of them. We have no Messiah, but we could say one thing. There are two types of limudim. Sometimes we're short of a local makar. We have a lach in one place. We're not sure. How do you describe right here? Is the lach A or is the lach B in this local area? Sometimes we know the lach in one area. We want to build out to other places. Says the Rif, Lashon Nekeva indicates that right here I have a problem. I have to solve what I have right here. So Yesh Eim LaMikr, Yesh Eim LaMesiris are two approaches how to deal with the local issue at hand. Binyan Av, on the other hand, I know what I have and I want to build out. Lashon Zachar is a stronger Lashon. When I want to build out, take the rule I have and go much further. I have a Binyan Av, I want to build out. Kal V'chaymer Ben Benoish, Kal V'chaymer means if I have it here, I could apply it somewhere else as well. Lashon Zachar is always when you want to build out and take what you have and extrapolate it and apply it to further scenarios. And Lashon Nekeva is a weaker Lashon. It indicates where you're helping resolve a situation right at hand, what you have right here. Perhaps we can use that same prototype. The Rif is the same for Limudim over here as well. Perhaps when we go through Golas, so we know somebody, unfortunately, Leilenu gets sick. Somebody has a problem financially. Someone has whatever problem they have, whatever Leilenu somebody has in their life, any sort of difficulty. So we have no idea what the master plan of Kadosh Baruch Hu is, but we do know that right now I have a problem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu helps me out right now. So I thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for helping me out. If I don't have a job and I get a job, thank you for that. If I have a problem needing a Yeshua in any regard, thank you for that specific Yeshua. Even though I can't see the big scheme of things, I could thank Hashem for this specific thing that happened to me. So I have Lashon Nekeva, I have a Shira right here for what I'm doing right here. When Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geula Asida, it's not just going to be the Geula for that moment. Once we have the fog lift at the time of Mashiach coming, we can look back on the entirety of Golos, and it'll be a limit for us. Reveal to us what went on the entire time. All the times we thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't with us, we'll see how he was guiding us throughout the Golos. So the Shir at that point no longer is a local Shir, but rather it's a Shir where it's Lashon Zachar, where it's building out, that gives us a window into viewing how all along, throughout all the years of Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there helping us along. That, Mitzvah, will be a Shir and not just a Shirah.